What the reports show is that what we've always thought is the case. It really has done little more than verify what we already knew. But what we now have is an independent assessment of the various claims, counterclaims and understandings that each of the parties took into this process. And we can now use that as factual material to try and drive an agreement if one is possible. Last weekend, Professor Bergman's report was leaked, and that had a conclusion in it that the two extreme claims, or at either end of the paradigm, if you like, can't be accommodated from native forests. Now, we need to then start thinking about the plantation estate and when that can be available, which on these reports isn't before about 2031, and work out on a scaled and gradual basis whether or not we can reach an agreement that looks at those sorts of elements as providing the opportunity to come to a common understanding.
So if you were still at the table, would you be negotiating for a staggered agreement?
What I'd be doing if I was still at the table is talking through the conflicting issues, trying to identify where the core conflicts are, because the reality is we've got five separate reports here. Every one of them conflicts with another because they've all come from a single perspective. You've got one report that only looks at the environmental perspective, another that only looks from the wood supply perspective, another one from mineralogy, another one from socio-economic considerations, and the other ones from optimised reserves designs and social considerations. Each of them have only their own perspective. What we need to do is marry those five reports together and work out where the conflicts are, and once we've identified that, see if we can provide collectively solutions to those issues.
Is there going to have to be a fair bit of compromise?
Oh, obviously. I mean, we said right back nearly 2 years ago when this process started that the only way out of this in an agreed situation will be by compromise on both sides. And industry has already led that process. We have already surrendered 50% of the previously available wood supply to sawmills as a way to get the process going and keeping it on track.
Will you come back to the table now and help groups like Timber Communities get through what's going to be a pretty crucial and difficult period?
Look, our position remains completely unaltered, and that is we will not participate in the process whilst there is an ongoing campaign being waged against our members in international markets designed to destroy their businesses and trying to destroy the jobs of Tasmanians and the very regional communities that Timber Communities Australia were just talking about. Until that process is called off and the ENGOs become fair dinkum and want to sit at the table and genuinely try and reach an agreement without the need for coercion and without the need of market destruction campaigns as a backdrop to those negotiations. We're not going to negotiate in a straitjacket and we're not going to negotiate under duress.
But could that stance be to the detriment, though, of the industry, given that it'd be handy to have you at the table?
Some might argue that it'd be handy not to have me at the table. But the reality is we cannot negotiate under that paradigm. I mean, if it were the other way around and industry were imposing conditions that were totally unacceptable to the ENGOs, they wouldn't remain at the table. And equally, when they institute market-based activities of the type they're prosecuting currently against my members in Japan and the UK and the US, then that is an unacceptable paradigm under which to commence a negotiations process. We remain willing and ready to re-enter the process, but we will not do it under these current circumstances. There are a number of ways in which these issues can be addressed. The one first is for the ENGOs to voluntarily cease their campaign, and I probably agree that's unlikely. That being the case, you have two signatories to the intergovernmental agreement who are both looking for an outcome from this process, they being the state and federal governments. And they do have the capacity to bring these issues to a conclusion. They just need the will to act on these issues and to take very clear action to stop the market-based campaigns. Unless they do, then this process is destined to fail in any event.